Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Private equity giant Carlyle Group is teaming up with the Milken Institute to make asset management more diverse, equitable, and inclusive. Joining me now from the Milken Institute's big event is Kara Helander. She is Carlyle Group's Managing Director and Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. Kara, thanks for making time for us today. Talk to us a little bit about this partnership with Milken and what you hope to accomplish here.
Thank you. It's great to be here, and it's great to be at this conference interacting with other professionals again. We're here, and we're partnering with Milken on this initiative to really help improve diversity and asset management. You know, it's something that Carlyle is committed to. We're driving change within Carlyle itself and within the portfolio companies that we invest in. But this initiative with Milken is really about helping to drive change even more broadly within the asset management industry. You know, we think a lot about how do we drive change within our spheres of influence, and this is an important part of that.
I know that, you know, we keep hearing that companies with diverse boards have better results for shareholders, you know, that the profits are stronger. What have you found with your own portfolio there at Carlyle Group?
It's absolutely the pattern that we've seen. You know, we took a look at the boards of our portfolio companies, and what we found was that those companies that had a diverse board saw average annual earnings growth that's 12% higher. And so we know this is a fundamental part of value creation in our portfolio companies. So we work at it very hard. In the first half of this year, nearly 60% of the new directors added to our controlled companies were from underrepresented backgrounds. So it's part of our value creation, and we're driving hard to make progress around it.
I know that you had something called the DEI Incentive Award recently that was awarded to over 50 global colleagues who you believe have gone above and beyond to incentivize change within their own companies when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. How are you incentivizing the companies to do this in the portfolio of companies that Carlyle Group has?
So in a number of different ways, as you mentioned, at Carlyle ourselves, you know, our CEO is driving this. This is part of what informs his compensation. It also informs all of our compensation and advancement opportunities. But within the portfolio company, we've taken steps to put in lines of credit where our cost of debt is actually tied to making progress against our goal of having 30% diverse directors on the boards of our portfolio companies. And we're making real progress around that.
What are some of the things you are asking of the companies that Carlyle has a stake in terms of becoming or being more diverse? What are you asking of them specifically?
So specifically, certainly as I mentioned already, is diversity on the boards of those companies. But we're also working much more closely with the CEOs and management teams of those portfolio companies to help them, one, really articulate why this is important to capturing the biggest opportunities or addressing the biggest challenges that they face. But we're also asking them to measure it, to put in place metrics and review that with their board on an annual basis. So those are some of the core things that we're doing. But again, we're working shoulder to shoulder with them to help them make progress against this.
Are you seeing that there's a particular sector or industry within the portfolio of companies at Carlyle that perhaps is showing more progress when it comes to DEI?
I think that's one of the things that we're focused on is, regardless of the starting point, what are the steps that you can take to drive change, to drive positive momentum moving forward? And so we're seeing that, as I mentioned, with the change in the stats around the diversity on the boards of our portfolio companies. So I wouldn't say that we see one industry that's necessarily ahead of any other. All are at different starting points. A technology company has a different starting point than a retail company. But what we're driving towards is progress.
And where have you seen most of the progress to date? I mean, I know that Carlyle has sort of been ahead of the pack in private, private asset management in terms of trying to make real progress here. What have you seen since you've been, taking a look and compiling the data?
One of the things that we're seeing is, for example, last year in Europe, in our controlled companies, 89% of the new directors added to the boards of our controlled companies were diverse. That's a huge improvement. We're seeing similar improvement in all of our regions around the globe. And I think that's an important point. We don't see this as just something that's located, specific to one country, but something we're addressing on a global basis.
All right, Kara Helander of Carlyle, thanks so much for being with us there from the Milken Conference. We appreciate it.